Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Let me read you this email really quick that came in from Rebecca. Came in last week, but I was like, we got to talk about this. She says, hey, guys, love the show. Need some advice because I genuinely don't know what to do. I work at a finance firm. We had a company New Year's Eve party. She says, now, normally I'm pretty conservative at the office. Blazers, neutral colors, nothing that stands out. But for the New Year's Eve party, I actually dressed up. She says it was a cute dress. Hair was all done up, the whole thing. At the party, my boss commented, here's his quote, wow, I've never seen you look like this before. She says it wasn't creepy on its own, just noticeable. He tossed in a few more blunt compliments like, your hair looks amazing, and where has this Rebecca been hiding?
Oh, no.
Ooh.
The night went on. Everything else felt normal. Everything was in. Everyone was completely sober, including him. Later that evening, he texted me and was totally friendly. Stuff like, hope you had a great time. We really value you at the office, and here's to a great 2026. Nothing flirty, nothing inappropriate, but also very personal and very one-on-one, she says. She says, that's what's throwing me off. There's nothing I can point out and say, you know what? He crossed the line. But it also doesn't feel strictly professional. Now, she says, I've seen him since, of course, you know, back at work. He's acted like nothing's really happened, but just still been overly friendly and complimentary. She says, I'm stuck in my own head. Parts of me thinks that I should ignore this, ignore the compliments. Part of me wonders, is this the thing that you're supposed to address before it turns into something bigger? And she goes on to say, if I'm being honest, there's also a confusing part of me that really doesn't hate the attention. And she goes, ha, 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 ha. I don't want to make things awkward. I don't want to jeopardize my job, but I also don't want to end up in a situation that could come back and bite me later. Is it my responsibility to shut this down if nothing technically happened? Should I say something to HR or just keep my distance and see if it stops on my own? What do you guys think? What would you do if you were me? Love you guys. Love the show. Always love your advice. And that is from Rebecca. So she dressed up for this party. She was looking good. And the boss noticed. Wow, I've never seen you look like this before.
Yeah.
Is that creepy?
No, not in and of itself.
It's not creepy. It's a compliment.
I think it's the interesting thing is the conundrum of should I go to HR or not? Because if you do, and the boss truly meant absolutely nothing by it, he's got the power to fire you.
You can't go back.
No, you can't go back at all.
Yeah.
He's just being friendly. He texted, I hope you had a great time. We value you at the office. Here's to a great 2026.
Do you know what this kind of sounds like to me, honestly?
Tell me now.
It kind of sounds like the boss looked at like a Cosmopolitan article on how you should approach women as a boss.
Like, maybe.
He's like, I'm truly connecting right now with you.
Because with women, and I see this a lot, like something that will immediately just kind of connect you to another woman is complimenting something that they're wearing, their looks. I know we're not supposed to do that anymore, especially like this new generation. They're getting away from like focusing on people's looks. But a good way to like, you know, at least get a conversation going is to compliment what somebody has on immediately.
Totally.
Like, that's a beautiful necklace you're wearing. It just makes your eye sparkle. You know, like a genuine compliment like that can really like spark a conversation. It can create a connection. And so that's kind of what it sounds like to me here is maybe this is almost his resolution of to be more noticed when it comes to his employees. Like, I noticed that about them. I'm going to mention that about them. You know what I mean?
Well,
like
that,
things.
Or is she dressing so conservative on a consistent basis that
that's
he's never
thing,
really
yeah.
like noticed her? And now all of a sudden she's in a cute dress, hair done up, the whole thing, she said. And he's like, wow, you're incredibly attractive.
Because there's the comment, though, but also the texting after, too. That's a little interesting to me.
But is he texting everybody that? Because that sounds like a generic message, like, only up from here in 2026. Like, he could have made a conscious effort to send each one of his employees a personal message
after
the party. Yeah, so that's where, to me, this seems like it's almost like his resolution. He's trying to be nicer as a boss.
I like where you're going with this, Katie.
Yeah.
Or he's like, damn. I'm single, you're single, that I know of.
Is he going to cross that line, though?
Let's cross a line and make it awkward for all the coworkers. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning. What are your thoughts for Rebecca?
I think it sounds kind of flirty, but it could also be just a very innocent comment from, like you said, like a boss who's just trying to make that personal connection. So it could be completely innocent. I think I would just let it go. And if it continues or if like the nonverbal looks, like if he's looking her up and down while he's saying it, or just, you know, doing other things that are more flirtatious.
Yeah.
Probably just have a conversation with him first of just like, hey, I just, this is kind of making me uncomfortable or something, just before going straight to HR. I kind of feel like, you know,
kind
if
of nip
you go to
it.
HR, he's going to find out about it anyways, and that makes it more awkward. Like, why don't you just say something just quick?
Yeah.
Kind of shut it down right away before going to HR.
Yeah. He's doing that thing where he looks at you and does this with his eyebrows,
they
Katie.
Scan
he's
like, you. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, that's different. If you're going to say my shoes look nice is one thing, but when you look me up and down like that, like, you know, nothing but a snack.
I am curious if they are both single. What I'm guessing is, yes, they probably both are single.
Well, she said she didn't hate it either, right?
Yeah, and maybe this is just kind of his in a little bit. Like, he's never really noticed her before, and he's like, wow, where have you been? I'm single. Maybe I'll just be extra nice, and we'll see where this leads, maybe. I don't know. Isn't it funny?
She didn't mention it.
She didn't.
But I guess that's also, if they're both single and she actually likes the attention, then that's up for her to decide if it's worth putting her career.
Or if this truly is just compliments. Isn't it funny that we all get all cringy when we get compliments now?
We don't know how to handle it.
If it truly is just a compliment, you're like, why are you doing that?
Yeah, my husband is like totally oblivious. He's like the nicest guy ever. And he will compliment like other women when they deserve a compliment. It doesn't bother me, but it's also like this fine line of trying to be nice and make somebody feel good without, you know,
being creepy.
Being creepy or flirtatious. Yeah, it could just, I'm like totally seeing my husband in this situation.
He's just being nice.
Who knows?
Yeah. No,
who
exactly.
Knows? He's just nice. Yeah.
Well, Sam, you look hot today. So,
thank you.
You sound great.
Sound really hot. Sam, thank you so much for calling in this morning. Really appreciate you.
Bye, Sam.
Thank you.
Stay hot, Sam.
Bye.
Bye, girl.
So
what? I got Ben and Taryn. Hi, Taryn.
Hi.
What's going on? What are your thoughts on Rebecca?
I think that if she feels like it's something like what he said was, she can take that up with HR after going through all these videos for harassment and everything. Like, it is such a fine line right now. It's just, it's like watching all these videos. It's like, I don't know. It's how she feels. But I feel like his text is like, maybe he realized what he said was crossing a line, and maybe that's why he sent out a generic text, but he just, the text is fine. I feel like, I mean, maybe depending on the time of night, it wasn't fine, but maybe it's like, he was like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Like, maybe it's going to be misconstrued. So
when is it a good time? Like, up until 7 o'clock, he can compliment her, but then after seven,
maybe.
Compliments
like
are off
like,
limits?
Yeah, I feel like timing is everything.
Absolutely.
She said everybody was sober. I mean, they're at a finance firm.
I mean, I feel like if it's like 9 or 10 o'clock at night, it's just kind of a weird time to send a text.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Good to know.
Good point.
Well, that could have been right when the party's over, too. I mean, you don't know. Like, it totally could have been
like
on the way home.
When she got home.
But again, he could have been in his head about, like, you know, if, like, this is the time of year that we have to redo, like, all of our CEs. And so even with my side job where I do security, we have until the end of the month to do all the harassment videos. And it's just, like, 7 videos of watching of how, and I mean, it's, like, some of the most ridiculous things that you wouldn't think are considered harassment. So it's really a fine line of what you say and how you act and what you do. And we literally had an employee recently that, like, for one of the patrons at the game.
We probably
like,
shouldn't go into what's going on with your work, Tara. Yeah. Let's not go into what's going on. We don't want to get you in trouble. But thank you for your call. We really appreciate it. And we're familiar because a lot of times Katie will drop paper on the floor and she'll bend over to pick it up, and then she rubs my leg all the way up as she stands back up.
That was Josh who did that.
It's incredibly awkward. Hi, Ben.
Hey.
What are your thoughts for Rebecca? My notes here say that you are in HR.
I am HR. Yeah, I've been
a
senior
HR
leader. I am HR. So I will tell you, he is being passively inappropriate. He's in a position above her. And so it's totally okay to give her a simple compliment. But I think even his compliment went a little bit too far. they probably have a handbook that addresses this. And so what she should do is simply go to him and tell him she's not comfortable with his behavior, his comments, and it most likely will stop. I wouldn't go directly to HR because once you go to HR, HR has to take action.
Yeah, you can't go back.
But the problem is she doesn't know. She says, if I'm being honest, the confusing part of me really doesn't hate the attention. So she's like in the middle. She's like, it seems a little weird, but I also like it.
Well, then they need to have that conversation off company property and somewhere where it can't be construed, because what's happening is, because he's in a position above her, this constitutes potential sexual harassment, and it puts the company in jeopardy.
Man, this sucks. You can't even just give somebody a compliment.
Well, and I guess
it's a fine line, isn't
Ben,
it?
Ben, is it because it's a compliment or something that he said specifically about her looks? Is that what makes it the passive aggressive kind of thing that you said?
If he said you look nice, but he went on to say, where's this Rebecca been? And on and on and on. And I think that went a little bit too far. My guess is he did not send that email to everybody in the company. Mm. If he did, that would lessen it, but I'm guessing he only sent it to her. He's fishing. He wants to see if she has any interest back. And not that there's anything wrong with it, but it's really inappropriate when somebody in a higher position starts to date somebody in a lower position.
Yeah.
It puts the company in immediate jeopardy. And most companies will have what's called a love contract, which means if you start dating somebody in the company, you've got to disclose it, because the company has to be insulated and protected. So he's walking a really fine line. I think he's being inappropriate. He's got to recognize he's in a position above hers. And for that, even if he's interested, he's got to be very careful. Okay. I mean, further conversation about a potential dating relationship needs to happen outside the organization. And if it does,
like at a Holiday Inn or something?
Burger King?
Yeah, well,
Ben, I got to quickly ask you, what are your thoughts on when Katie drops the paper on the floor and then rubs my leg when she stands up? Is that inappropriate?
So here's what I think about that. I always tell people, know your audience. If you two are on the same level and you like it when she rubs your leg, then Katie, go for it.
Ben, you have no idea. I wish she would do both legs at once.
Stop it.
Exactly.
Ben, don't encourage
him. She has the softest hand, Ben.
No.
Ben, thank you for your expertise this morning, my good man. Really appreciate
you. You are welcome.
Thank you for having us on.
Did you guys stop doing Battle of the Sexes?
Oh, like Boys Against Girls? Yeah, we did a while ago. That one's been gone for a couple of years, mostly because we got tired of coming up with the questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
We might bring it back. You never know, Ben.
Yeah, bring it back. I won several of those.
That's why.
He's like, you know what? I need to flex again, so.
Oh, that's awesome. Ben, you have a great Monday. Go fire somebody, all right?
I will.
All right,
be nice
buddy.
About it,
Bye,
though.
Bud. So good. Everybody else on hold, I'm sorry. We are so incredibly short on time. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. But it sounds like Rebecca needs to talk to him. And then if she's still uncomfortable, escalate it to the HR.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thank you, everybody.